If you spend hours or maybe days creating the perfect playlist to express your emotional state, our digital commentator David Kushner may be able to help you out.
In college, my roommate was a big music geek. When he had his heart broken by a girl one semester, he expressed himself the only way he knew how. He made her a mixtape. At the time, in the 80s, this wasn't easy. It was meticulous and painstaking. I came back to find my roommate with his vinyl records spread out across the floor, cans of soda lined up on the cabinet, as he chose just the right songs and sequence to transfer to an audio cassette. It took an entire weekend. Today, all he'd have to do is text her a link to his playlist. Playlists are the digital equivalent of the old mixtape, and they're gaining in popularity and controversy. The popularity comes from the ease and variety of music. Playlist makers assign thematic names to their mixes, such as heavy metal, and visitors leave messages commending or ridiculing their choices. Other playlists are more science than art. On Pandora, songs are analyzed according to 400 attributes, from rhythm syncopation to key tonality. When you type in a song choice of your own, Pandora automatically generates a playlist of songs with similar qualities. iTunes has introduced a feature like this called Genius, which, if you let it, scans through your songs and then creates a playlist in that vein. If you don't like the results, you can always boot up a celebrity playlist chosen by, say, the Indigo Girls or Tom Jones.
You're no good, heartbreaker. You're a liar and you're a cheat.
Some playlist sites have been sued or shut down over copyright violation concerns, but others are building alliances with the music industry. The idea is to create a kind of iTunes for music sharing, and my guess is that there's no turning back now. Queuing up a sequence of songs is still among the most personal acts of expression a music fan can muster. All you need is a computer and some tunes, and a broken heart helps too.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love.
What a heartbreaker. Nothing compares to David Kushner, a writer who covers digital culture. This is NPR News.